Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified five companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Orchard Supply, Energy Future Holdings, Excel Maritime Carriers, Maxcom Telecom, and Physiotherapy Associates. Orchard Supply Hardware Stores Corp. has reportedly hired restructuring lawyers at DLA Piper and financial advisors from FTI Consulting. Lenders involved in restructuring talks have enlisted turnaround firm Zolfo Cooper LLC and lawyers at Deckard LLP, The Wall Street Journal reported, citing people familiar with the talks. The sources said Orchard Supply and its lenders are discussing an out-of-court restructuring or a prepackaged bankruptcy filing. San Jose, California-based Orchard Supply operates neighborhood hardware and garden stores focused on paint, repair, and the backyard. It was spun off from Sears in 2012. Orchard Supply has obtained a waiver from its term loan lenders related to the leverage ratio covenant for the fiscal quarters ended February 2, 2013, and the quarter ending May 4, 2013. S&P in April lowered its corporate credit rating on Orchard Supply one notch to CCC-. S&P believes that a default, distressed exchange, or redemption could be inevitable within 6 months, without unanticipated significantly favorable changes in the company's circumstances. Energy Future Holdings Corp. reported a net loss of $569 million on $1.26 billion of operating revenues for the 3 months ended March 31, 2013, wider than the net loss of $304 million on $1.22 billion of revenue reported during the same period last year. In a regulatory filing in April, Energy Future confirmed it has been in talks with creditors regarding proposed changes to the company's capital structure. This includes a consensual restructuring of TCEH's approximately $32 billion of debt via a prepackaged plan of reorganization by commencing voluntary cases under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. No agreement has been reached. Energy Future has retained Kirkland & Ellis LLP and Evercore Partners for advice on the restructuring. Creditors have retained Paul Weiss Rifkin Wharton & Garrison LLP and Milstein & Company LP. Energy Future, formerly known as TXU Corp., is a privately held diversified energy holding company with a portfolio of competitive and regulated energy businesses in Texas. The company's balance sheet at March 31, 2013 showed $40.1 billion in total assets and $51.6 billion in total liabilities. Excel Maritime Careers LTD may file for bankruptcy protection with a restructuring plan negotiated with lenders. To enable ongoing discussions, lenders have agreed to extend the forbearance they had granted in connection with the principal installments that have become due in the current fiscal year through May 31, 2013. The company's access to the escrowed funds to fund its equity-raising commitment has been similarly extended to May 31st. Dow Jones Daily Bankruptcy Review reported in April that Excel has hired Skadden, Arps, Slate, Meagher & Flom, LLP, and Bracewell & Giuliani, LLP, as its attorneys, and Miller Buckfire & Company as its financial advisor. Excel owns a fleet of 39 vessels. It is based in Greece, but incorporated in Liberia. Maxcom Telecomunicaciones, SAB, has admitted it's considering a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing, among other options, after a takeover deal with Ventura Capital Privado S.A. collapsed. The Mexican phone company said in a statement that only 61.93% of old notes were tendered in a bond exchange, not enough to complete a swap, which was a requirement for an equity offer from Ventura Capital. In the light of this outcome, Maxcom is considering all of its alternatives, including, but not limited to, commencement of a Chapter 11 case or other restructuring proceeding, the company said in a statement. Maxcom was seeking to complete the 2.9 pesos a share takeover offer, which would include an investment of $45 million to use for network improvements to better compete with America Movil SAB, Mexico's biggest phone company. Maxcom said its operational and financial position has further deteriorated by virtue of not having received the capital contribution, and without additional sources of capital, the company may not be able to make the coupon payment due on June 15, 2013, with respect to the company's outstanding senior secured notes, and the company may not be able to meet other financial obligations as they come due. The company said it is currently assembling a plan intended to achieve that restructuring, which includes the company's assessment of the implications that the plan will have, if any, on its financial position, results of operation, cash flows, and related disclosures. The company expects to report 2.2 billion pesos in net revenues for the year ended December 31, 2012. The company expects to report a net loss of 136.1 million pesos for the year ended December 31, 2012, which reflects operating loss as well as interest expense. Physiotherapy Associates Holdings, Inc., a provider of outpatient physical therapy, on May 1st, didn't make a $12.5 million interest payment on senior notes. Although there is a 30-day grace period for the payment, the failure to pay ended a waiver under a bank loan agreement required by failure to file 2012 financial statements. Moody's lowered the corporate credit another two grades to CAA3 on top of a downgrade 1 month ago. The Exton, Pennsylvania-based company generated $365 million in revenue for the year ended in September. The company was acquired in May 2012 by Court Square Capital Partners, LP. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the troubled company reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes part 2 of the report. The report continues in part 3.